This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now time for us to explore the world of your health and well-being. Good Day Health on the air. And this opportunity presents itself because of the intelligence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist practicing in Florida. His clinic is called Lake Cardiology, which is in suburban Mount Dora around Orlando. In a couple of weeks, I'm going down to visit Ken. We all should get together, have a big party. You can go to Ken's office anytime, no matter where you are. Make an appointment. Get him to check you out from head to toe. That's really what's important. All of us need to know what's going on all over our bodies. So if you want that connection with him, it's calling 352-735-1400 that'll make the connection. 352-735-1400. Meanwhile, you can always connect with us. Matter of fact, we just installed, I think they're workable, Carol, you can tell me, we put a button on the Good Day Health and at the DGV show for you to ask questions. So you can just go to gooddayhealthshow.com, not only for the podcast, but you can ask a question anytime you want to. Record your message, and it'll air on one of the programs when we get to that particular subject matter. So that's a public service. That's at gooddayhealthshow.com and djvshow.com. Meanwhile, there are the usual things. I say the usual because the usual is unusual, or the unusual is usual, in terms of all of the journals, the medical journals that Ken studies every week. Always comes up with a half a dozen to a dozen items that affect you. This is something that we'll talk about when you do my blood work, the PSA screenings. The fact that there has been, I don't know if the argument is the right word, Ken, but there certainly has been discussion about the value of PSA, prostate, what is it? I don't even know, remember what it stands for, but it's getting your prostate blood level kind of checked. I remember, was it 10 years ago, people said, oh, we shouldn't do this, this was not necessary, it'll do harm to you, blah, blah, blah. Now, as usual, science disproves itself because this study is pretty much just the opposite, right?
Well, I don't think it's science disproved itself. It was it was commissions that interpreted the data that was available to them in the manner that they thought they did. This had been
doublespeak.
This had been a big controversy by a government committee that got together without any urologists on it and had recommended, in the time frame you're talking about, that not to use the PSA anymore. And hopefully, this will now put this to rest, because this was done in Sweden, this study, and it was also done with the equivalent government board in Sweden recommending to the doctors not to use the PSA anymore. And the head of urology, who's actually a female at the University of Gothenburg, with one of her students, this was a doctoral thesis, and they put out a big press release from the University of Gothenburg this week, because this is a very important study. And what they did was they've concluded that PSA screenings have reduced prostate cancer deaths by about 30%. And this research done in Sweden was based on data of 20,000 men monitored for more than two decades. So this is the best up-to-date study on this whole area, and hopefully it'll put to bed this controversy where these esteemed committees of the government have decided in the past that it does more harm than good, and this clearly shows that it does more good than harm. The men's initially measured PSA levels proved highly significant as a predictor of future cancer risk. So the recommendation is that men between age 50 and 70 should talk to your doctor about a PSA test. High risk and very high risk men should consider at age 45 and 40 respectively. And in due respect to those who were on these commissions in the past, I hope this has settled the debate and we can move on from here.
All right. So when do you remember when we first, well, I think every year I've been to you, and that's been, what, 12, 13 years I've gone down to see you for a physical, maybe 14, and we've always done the PSA, and I think that in years before that, I've always had it done.
Well, you were ahead of the curve here, and you wanted the PSA regardless of what the government commission was recommending, and you wanted the PSA, and we added it, and fortunately, it's been helpful. But and this study, you know, I have a brother who's a urologist, and he has always told me that that commission had no urologists on it, and the urologists were not happy with that. And I think that this will finally put the whole thing to rest.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, because it's important for men. What's the equivalent for women? Is there?
Well, the women don't have a prostate.
No, I know that, but some female...
Well, we're worried about their cervix, their ovaries, their uterus.
Right. They have cancer issues
in
their reproductive areas as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and, you know, they get pap tests. Now they get these tests for antibodies to viruses and looking for cervical cancer. And, yes, and they need to be screened on a regular basis for cervical cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer. So, women have their unique set of screenings for cancer, and this is a unique to male because only males have prostates.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the import here, if you're going to a good doctor, he's going to want to see your PSA number, and that's part of the blood work that gets done with, again, any good annual physical. They're going to have that number along with lots of others, two pages of information. You want to go over just for a second, as an aside, kind of the things that are in the blood work test that people need to have done every year that you advise for your patients when you're giving them physicals and whether they do it annually?
Well, I think most internists, and you know, you have to individualize this. One size does not fit everybody, and it's all about individualized medicine. But I think there are some common ingredients that I think everybody should get. And, you know, I think a fasting cholesterol profile once a year is an excellent idea. Hemoglobin A1C, which is a 90-day average of your blood sugar, is a wonderful idea. I think getting a chemistry profile, which looks at your kidneys, your liver, your ability to make some of the important proteins in your body, your electrolytes, that is something I think is a good idea to get once a year. And I like to get, in most of my patients, adults, I like to see a TSH, which is a screen for thyroid, as part of their yearly screen. And then sometimes we'll add a vitamin D level, and then sometimes, depending on age, we'll get a PSA, and depending on sex. And then you have to begin to individualize based on either their prior history, their family history, or what medications they're on. Then these lists for testing for blood is individualized, because I don't know if you've ever seen the lab book. It's pretty thick of all the possible tests, and you can't order everything on everyone.
I took a couple of years ago, went up to New Hampshire to get blood work done. Don't you remember that page? We had about 12 pages of
that
stuff. It cost $900 to get the blood test.
You did that personally, and you know that's not something that your insurance will pay for, because that's beyond what most people feel is.
But
is
I wanted
what
to know. Jack Stockwell put me onto that idea, actually.
But if you want to pay, no one will get in your way.
No. Well, but I thought we got a lot of good information out of it. Didn't need to be repeated every year, but there was a lot of good stuff in there. And even I was actually looking at it yesterday, because I'm getting ready to go down and I get the records out to bring with me when I go to see you in a couple of weeks. And I looked at all that stuff and I still don't understand what some of the things were. I think
you had some viral titers and some bacterial titers in there that were kind of interesting and demonstrated prior exposure but not active infection. I think that was really pulling you into the weeds to try to understand it.
Yeah. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. In a moment, virtual doctor visits, are they good or not? First, So let's talk about your gut, the health of your gut. Life Change Tea is at your, is at the ready, and actually a great service element for your body to clean your body out. The rest of your life depends on how healthy your gut is. And if it's not, if it's loaded up with all kinds of parasites and garbage and things that are not particularly fun to talk about, you'll want to take advantage of this opportunity to go to getthetea.com. That's where you get Life Change Tea, the website, getthetea.com, and get this perfect blend of all-natural teas, organic teas, made, grown in the USA, blended in the USA, that will cleanse your body from those intruders that come in because you don't eat good things. And we all run around and eat stuff fast, and if you do, go to getthetea.com for a Life Change Tea. Use the DJV code, and it'll be shipped to you free. That's getthetea.com. A cup every day. I have it. My intestines are clean, clear through, and deodorized, too. You can be sure of that. I want yours to be the same way. Get it and feel better. Life Change Tea, highly recommended, super strong to clean up, but it tastes good. You don't have to add anything to it. It just tastes good and does so much good. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
One of the great things about offering this service to you is the way it can be delivered. There are lots of different ways. We do podcasts of Dr. Ken's visit and Dr. Jack's visit every week. The Good Day Health Show website is the source for these podcasts. Most recent one from Ken, we discussed the study that indicates 44% of doctors are facing at least one burnout condition. We also, or Ken explains what actually happens to your body when you smoke pot. And the question is asked whether or not you know the relationship between cancer and suicide, what the signs to look for are when your children may be suicidal. And then you can find out by listening to the podcast why some people actually sleep better on a full stomach, the serious effects of flu with pregnant women, a lot of information. Yep, Ken always gets the flu and the pot into every conversation. That's always the flu. And you can always count on one story for both of them every week. Get the story behind the story podcast now at gooddayhealthshow.com. 21 after the hour here on the Good Day Health program.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yourself. That's what's important. The Good Day Health Program, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me from Lake Cardiology. I'm Doug Steffen. Next person or next item on the list of things that have been screened by Dr. Ken from the journals, a survey about using virtual doctor or having virtual doctor visits for the benefit of the audience that doesn't know what that means. That means you go to your doctor on Skype or something like that. How's he going to check your prostate if you go to him on... That'll be... I want to see how that works. Get a prostate exam on Skype. That'll be good.
You never know where the future will go, but based on the technology...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're telling me that you can envision having a prostate exam on a Skype screen?
I don't want to close any doors. Virtually with robots and virtually...
What are they going to use? Yeah.
Did you think when you were a kid that you would be talking on your phone, with your watch and seeing people like Dick Tracy?
Yes, because Dick Tracy was popular when I was a kid.
Right, but did you ever think you'd have a Dick Tracy?
I talked to his watch. No,
but did you think you would have one in your lifetime?
I don't have one, but I gave one to somebody.
But it's easy.
It's interesting how it worked.
It's simple to have one. It's no big deal. Yeah. So I don't close any doors. Anything's possible. But based on the technology we have currently, I think this is a huge growth area in medicine. And this is going to, there is a shortage of physicians right now and primary care people and specialists and all of the above. And this is going to, I think, take up some of that slack. And in fact, this was a study done at one of the Harvard hospitals, Massachusetts General Hospital. And, they often are a leader in medicine and innovation. And they really like it. This is published this week in the American Journal of Managed Care. The quality of your care will not suffer is the conclusion if you choose video visits with your doctor for follow-up care, according to the study published this week in the American Journal of Managed Care. The appointments are conducted online using a computer or a tablet and a secure application. Patients value uninterrupted time with their doctor most, Doug, and they put up with a lot of nonsense with all these other challenges that are required required to come see us. And here is a way for them to see us without having to deal with all of the challenges. Obviously, we can't do physical exam. Obviously, this is not good for an initial complex visit, but for simple follow-up, for going over things that don't require touch, you know, for a dermatologist to look at a skin rash, this works really well. For a psychiatrist to do some therapy, at times this works well. You know, and for even for a cardiology was done for following up studies, to answer questions, to reaffirm on prevention, teaching. There are parts of what we do that can very well be done this manner, and I think this is going to be an area that's going to do nothing but get bigger. So if you don't like it, you'll still can come. We're not no doctors is going to close their office on this, but this is just going to be another way to reach us, and I think it's going to get even bigger.
Yeah. All right, let's see what's next here. For women, this applies to my daughter who had IVF, in vitro fertilization, and what it doesn't do, because I think a lot of people thought it would increase birth complications, but apparently it doesn't, right?
This is good news, and we may want to get back to this, because this is a bit of a study, because more than 5 million children have had this.
All right, so that plus the focus on, well, there's some good news and bad news still in these surveys yet to be discussed on Good Day Health, but that'll come up in a matter of moments here, including an overview of what's going on in Oregon with the measles, coming up on Good Day Health, 28 past the hour.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, you can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown is over for the time being.
We have reached a deal to end the shutdown and reopen the federal government.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Within hours, Congress voted to fund the government through mid-February and issue back pay to hundreds of thousands of government employees. Only one day before, the president was vowing to hold firm for border wall money.
We have to have border security. We have to have a wall in order to have border security. You cannot have border security without a wall.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer explains where there is some compromise.
There are many of us who don't like the wall. It is expensive, ineffective. But there are many other kinds of border security that both Democrats and Republicans can agree upon. And I think we'll be able to agree and avoid another shutdown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Good Day Health Program with podcasts galore, all archived information for you that will help you no matter what your malady. Just go look there and see what's there and get the info from Dr. Ken, Dr. Jack, GoodDayHealthShow.com for the podcast. And I'm sure a lot of this information from today will show up in next week's podcast. We're talking about in vitro fertilization and the research that shows that it doesn't increase the risk for birth complications, which is something I remember talking to my daughter about this when it was learned that she had to have that and went through it a couple of times, the process. But she was worried about what would happen, the baby, if there was complications, but there weren't any with her. And apparently that's the trend. Is that right?
This is good news. This comes out of the medical journal Lancet this week. We know that more than 5 million children, I think your grandson is one of them, have been born through in vitro fertilization, IVF, and other assisted reproduction techniques. These test tube babies are more likely to be premature and have low birth weight, but it is unlikely that assisted reproductive technology is the reason why. Again, according to this study published this week in the medical journal Lancet, these new findings challenge the widely held beliefs that procedures such as freezing embryos, the delayed fertilization of eggs, and hormonal treatments lead to these problems.
All right, so human embryos and what happens to them, sort of a related story about research, what's going on in China. We all have concerns about that. They're trying to implant edited embryos. That is, they're messing around with the embryos. What we have here is you just take the egg and the sperm that's been put together in a test tube and you insert it in the mother. That's, if I understand correctly, that's what goes on, right?
Yeah, we're not monkeying around with...
All right, but the Chinese are.
We're just assisting it.
Yeah, but the Chinese are. And so what could happen if what they call them edited embryos, the Chinese messing around with them before they implant them in the mother's womb, is this the stuff that people like to create? Remember the boys from Brazil? Remember
that movie? Right, exactly. Yeah. I remember that rather well.
Does this lead to that?
that's, I think they're doing experiments. They're doing, they don't know where they're going. I mean, certainly they have some goals they'd like to achieve, but where they go, this is an area of research going where no one's ever gone before. And who knows where it'll go. And I think that's what creates all this concern is the potential for monkeying around where, you know, should we be monkeying around there?
Well, that's an ethical question.
It's an incredible ethical question.
Medical ethics. Don't they teach that in college still, the doctors, medical ethics?
Yes. And this is an area that, you know, that I don't, that we don't really, this is something where we don't go in this country.
No. All right. Here's some good news and bad news on levodopa. I love that name now that I know how to pronounce it. What's this all about?
New England Journal of Medicine this week. The most potent drug available for Parkinson's disease, levodopa, treats symptoms of the disease but does nothing to either ease or increase its still mysterious underlying causes. Doctors often delay prescribing levodopa or L-DOPA, which is maybe what you've heard it as referred to Parkinson's patients for fear that the drug might have toxic effects that produce jerky, involuntary body movements over time. But patients started on L-DOPA nearly a year earlier than a second group did not develop significantly different rates of involuntary movement, according to this new study. So don't fear it. It's good. Hopefully in the future we'll have even better. But this has changed. In the past, we had nothing, but a few decades ago, this was introduced and really changed the course of treating Parkinson's disease.
All right, let's see here. We're scouring around the latest on fried food. Not that this is any surprise, but I suppose the people want to continue to reinforce what happens to your body when you eat all that fried crap.
Yes, I guess this really doesn't surprise many of us, does it? But British Medical Journal this week, people who eat more than one serving a week of fried chicken or fried fish have an increased risk of heart disease and death. Total fried consumption is related to higher risk of all-cause death, Doug, and also death from cardiovascular disease. The results are not surprising, as you're stating, given the association of fried food to weight gain and obesity, as well as elevation of cholesterol and triglycerides. So these should be treats, not a regular diet, okay?
Yeah, right, not the regular diet. Little fried fish once in a while doesn't hurt you. Right, treats.
Treats are okay.
Okay. Here's the, I guess this is for the dumbest people in our audience, or dumbest people in the world. The people who are mixing opioids and sedatives who are obviously, whether they know it or not, subconsciously suicidal, because that's all this will do. But I just can't believe there are people, but there are, because people are doing it, that are that stupid. Or maybe they're depressed or whatever.
Well, spend a day with me and you will see how common it is that people don't understand what they're taking, what they do, why they are. I urge every one of my patients to understand exactly what they're taking, why they're taking it. And this is a continuous effort of mine, but to fight what we're about to talk about. This is out of the medical journal Sleep this week, that there's a sharp rise in the number of Americans taking dangerous combinations of opioids and sedatives. Not that we don't have enough trouble with opioids, but people are mixing them with sedatives. These sedatives, they're known as benzodiazepines. That's the family of the drug. They're prescribed for pain, insomnia, and anxiety. And another class of similar medications, they're called the Z drugs, are also being taken with sedatives at an alarming rate. The findings are cause for concern because these conditions pose serious risks, including breathing problems and even death. So what are these drugs? The benzodiazepines, they're common. Xanax, Clonopin, Ativan, those are the brand names. While the Z drugs, all of their generic scientific names start with Z, but the brands you know, Sonata, Ambien, Imovane, those are the Z drugs. So don't combine them with the benzodiazepines.
You see them advertised every night all over television.
Everywhere.
Every night.
Yeah. Everywhere. And don't combine the benzodiazepines with the opioids, and be very cautious with the opioids. You know, make sure you take as low a dose, as short as periods that you need them, and talk to your doctor about these things, because they are addicting.
new medical marijuana man and CBD oil from hemp puts the opioids right out of business, and nobody dies. That's the bottom line. Nobody dies, and your pain problems go away. That's really it's pretty amazing how the drug industry has really taken hold in our country, really controls the message. Really. They don't want to have you use things like hemp oil and CBD. They don't want you to use that stuff because, A, it works and puts them out of business. It's very inexpensive. So what's the future going to be? I'm betting that the drug company is going to buy up all of the hemp producers and the marijuana places so that they can make the money themselves. That's what they want to do. They don't want to lose money. Too much money in all of this stuff. Wow. It's a stark reality, Ken, isn't it?
When you get stark. It's a tough one. And, yep. You know, that opioids is not a happy story in the history of medicine.
Nope, not at all. All right. In a moment, something else not happy from the state of Oregon. They're having a big problem with the measles there. And so we'll talk about that and what Ken thinks ought to be the story after I tell you the story of Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, your pillow, our pillow. He manufactures these pillows in Minnesota. All the materials are made in the United States. And for that, he can take pride. His company can take pride. You should take pride. Because I think it's always better to buy things that are made here in America. Especially something like this that's so good. You can wash these pillows. You can dry the pillows. Good for you. Good for your body. You know, Ken will tell you, you look at a microscopic picture of the things crawling around inside your nose and your nostril, your mouth, your ears, these little mites that are living in your pillows now. Ugh! And those old mattresses, throw them out. Get new ones. So you can, and then you can wash these. You can't wash those feather pillows, that's for sure. Sleep and immunity go well together. Sleep and preventing weight gain go well together. Sleep and your mental health go well together. Sleep and heart disease, preventing it, go well together. I can go on and on. Those address the things that Ken might be concerned with. Your concern should be just getting a good night's sleep. And saving money as well. Save over 55% on those two Premium Plus pillows now available using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. But you get the same kind of benefit no matter what you're buying. Look through the catalog. Buy things for you, for your family, for your pet. All there to help them all, you all, sleep better. Don't want to have any deprivation of sleep. Standard size, queen size, king size, my pillows, premium quality, and a great night's rest. Find it and save money, too, using the DJV code at mypillow.com.
The Super Bowl is just around the corner, and snacks will be a key player for viewers. Frito-Lay has released the first ever U.S. Snack Index to learn what football fans look forward to snacking on while watching the game. Frito-Lay Senior Vice President of Sales and Chief Commercial Officer, Stephen Williams, shares what they found.
We introduced the U.S. Snack Index to get a fun snapshot of what consumers prefer when it comes to snacking while watching the big game. We weren't surprised to find the top picks for Super Bowl viewers this year were chips, with 80% of Americans planning to reach for a potato or tortilla chip, with salsa coming in as the number one dip. We also saw that spicy and cheesy snacks rank highest with Gen Z and millennials. At Frito-Lay, we're always focused on giving consumers the range of snacking choices they want. And for Super Bowl, we've definitely got them covered.
For more information, go to Frito-Lay.com/snackindex.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with the truth behind the headline. If you're one of the 60 million Americans that have heartburn, here's something that will help you maybe work your way through the various recommendations that you get from doctors here and doctors there. There's a drug used to treat nighttime heartburn that was recently linked with 270 adverse reports, 70 fatalities. According to the FDA, 85% of the cases occurred in patients with identifiable risks, which include a history of heart disease, kidney problems, lung disease, lab abnormalities, EKG abnormalities, the use of certain drugs. This drug is called Cisapride, also marketed as Propulsid. Who's going to remember that unless you're actually on it? But that's the thing. The drug's manufacturer has advised doctors to give patients an EKG and blood test now before prescribing this drug. They didn't used to, but now there are all of these problems that have come up as a result. A lot of people have heartburn because a lot of people don't eat well. Stories like this give me heartburn, actually. This is a very dangerous drug that does not belong in the market. There are safe, effective, natural therapies for heartburn, and there, you know, maybe even antacids. They'd even be better to relieve indigestion. It decreases stomach acid. That's what you need if you have a digestive problem. You need to reduce the stomach acid, and that gets done in any number of natural ways. So anyway, word to the wise is sufficient, so don't take Propulsid for heartburn. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So Oregon has a measles outbreak, prompted health officials to declare a public health emergency. Why would that be? Why measles? What's the commonality of that now? Don't we all still get them when we're kids? Or are we getting vaccines for that, too, and then later in life we pay the price?
Well, if you were born after 1957, you were given a vaccine, and you shouldn't get the measles. Measles is about one of the most contagious viruses around, Doug. It's said that 90% of the people near somebody who has measles will get measles. And measles, if you're under age 5, can be a deadly disease. About 100,000 kids worldwide die from measles. And measles should not be a problem for anyone in America because you should get the vaccine, and the vaccine is safe, and measles is a killer. And unfortunately, in Oregon, where this happened, there's a pocket of anti-vaccine people, and that's why this happens. And it puts people at risk who, you know, may not have had it before 1957. That rare person who didn't get measles, and you know, to get measles as an adult is not a good thing. And this just depends on everybody getting their vaccine to keep everybody safe. And wow, it's sad. And to have a child die because they didn't get the vaccine, terrifically sad.
Mm. So one of the oldest vaccines around is penicillin. I remember...
Antibiotic.
Asked me, yeah, right. Well, it's an antibiotic, but it's administered, like I guess, with a shot like vaccine is. But people say they're allergic to it or they aren't, and now I see that most people who say they or have been told they were allergic aren't.
Well, penicillin is not a vaccine. Penicillin is an antibiotic that can be given orally or injected, There is a wide range of reactions to penicillin, from the worst, what we call anaphylaxis, the tongue gets so wide you can't breathe, to just a little bit of a rash, that is where we're thinking maybe that's not so much of a big deal. But penicillin allergies have to be individualized. Some are serious and some are minimal, and you can take it.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's interesting to see how these things, how the body reacts, if you will. The continuation of Good Day Health. Stick around. More from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Doctor, there is a doctor in the house, and his name is Ken Kronhaus, here to help us through health, or the understanding that Ken's claim to fame here, among many things, giving advice to folks who have questions about their health and well-being. But he also goes through all of the journals, the medical journals, every week, and presents us with sometimes a dozen different things, and one of the things that we tease each other about, this is love. Ken and I are in love. We actually do. We love each other. Great friends. He and I have different points of view on flu vaccine, well, vaccinations in general, and also the use of marijuana. So Ken regularly, with some abandon, has a story most every week.
I don't make this up.
No, I know you don't. It's just very convenient. So we'll start with the flu story this week and what it does and what it doesn't do for certain patients. All right, take it away, Ken.
I think this is a good news story. This comes out of the medical journal Chest just this week, Doug. Influenza infection causes one out of every 10 patients with COPD to die and one out of five to require stays in intensive care. But there's more good news this week about flu vaccinations. Flu vaccinations have sharply cut the number of hospitalizations by COPD patients, Doug. According to this new study published in the medical journal Chest, 38% fewer people with COPD or emphysema who received a flu vaccination visited the hospital to treat acute respiratory illness or exacerbation compared to those with COPD who received no vaccination.
So, is this a common sense sort of conclusion? Someone, COPD is emphysema, lung problems, asthma,
causes person's lungs to thicken, ultimately destroying the area where oxygen flows through in COPD.
Right. Yeah, right. So the flu vaccinations keep you from getting the flu, and that's what would compromise all of these things that are lung problems in the first place, right?
It saves your lives, and it saves you from going into intensive care.
Mm. All right. So that's this week's flu story. Let's get through the anti-marijuana. All right. So the marijuana story. What's this study? All right. No, I don't make it up. It's good. It's handy.
Published this week in the Journal of the Occupational and Environmental Medicine, as an increasing number of Americans use marijuana, there is rising risk of job loss among those who use the drug. People who use marijuana are more likely to be fired or laid off. Job loss may be an overlooked social cost of marijuana use.
Well, so in terms of marijuana, and this is something, you know, I've made it clear on the air, one of the things that I'm doing to save the farm here is to have a cannabis grow. I'm the only farmer in Massachusetts at the moment who has this on the radar, along with growing hemp, which a lot of farmers are trying to do. I don't use it, never have. I don't hold with using drugs. I don't hold with smoking anything or drinking anything. I'm just not very tolerant about it. But in terms of, I suppose, a business, you know, people can say, well, can't you do something else that isn't controversial? Or can't you do something else that's good for people? See, I see it the way, especially the medical marijuana, which is where I'm going to be for the most part, is very helpful to people. And hemp is being shown far and wide, Ken, to be the substitute, the future of pain management instead of opioids.
I think this article is talking about people who are using it for medical use.
No.
I think this article is talking about people who are using it for recreational use.
I agree with you that they are. But that's will there ever be studies that will show the benefit of even recreational marijuana? I think there is. That's not why people necessarily use it. But I'm not trying to be an apologist. I just think it's interesting how everything kind of gets lumped in together, and it's not, it isn't. But it's a good point. Thank you for making it, Dr. Ken here. With now my focus and your focus on how to lose weight. Ken can tell you any number of healthy ways to lose weight. And then there are the extremes. People have operations, and they go on these crash diets and all that stuff. Well, you can avoid that problem and lose weight using Kellitrin. Kellitrin is the way to get the most out of a weight loss program is to have one successful at the end of the day that keeps the weight off, because that's really the question. You can lose the weight, but how do you keep it off? And because Kellitrin's number one ingredient is collagen, the protein, the bodybuilder, it helps you with lean muscle, pushes the fat out. You lose the weight by losing the fat. You can do that by going to toploss.com. 10% off. Use the code DJV on all the Kellitrin products. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Guaranteed. All natural. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV and save.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.